Welcome to WDCE-FM, broadcasting live from the University of Richmond. I'm Rufus Reed. This is the Cool Jazz Set. And now, here's your host, Paul Pierce.
Thanks, Rufus. Rufus Reed, one of my very favorite people. Wonderful gentleman, wonderful bass player, and a good friend. And I'm just proud to know him. Tonight's show will have Rufus playing on a number of tracks. Tonight, we're going to celebrate the legacy of the great trombonist J.J. Johnson. And Rufus was one of his very last bassists and played with him quite a bit. A number of fine recordings. You hear those tonight. So tonight's show is a celebration of the icon of the trombone. J.J. Johnson. He was to the trombone what Ray Brown is to the bass, and Charlie Parker is to the saxophone. And we'll get started right now. Here is J.J. Johnson with Rufus Reed and a nice group. This is Bud's Blues. Hope you enjoy tonight's show.
Thank you. Thank you.
J.J. Johnson, great trombonist, from his album entitled Proof Positive, 1964. Hal Mayburn on piano, Arthur Harper, the bassist, and Frank Gant on drums. And, of course, that was Stella by Starlight. And we opened the show with a nice tune, Bud's Blues, that featured the great J.J. Johnson with the wonderful bassist Rufus Reed from their live album, Live at the Village Vanguard. And what a group that was, too. Well, if you've just tuned in, we're celebrating the artistry of the great trombonist J.J. Johnson tonight. He has so many wonderful recordings, and you'll hear a lot of those tonight in different settings, from duos to big bands. Speaking of which, here's J.J. Johnson with his big band and a tune entitled Bimsha Swing, the great J.J. Johnson.
Thank you.
1950 recording that J.J. Johnson did with the legendary Coleman Hawkins and the tune Laura. Nicely done, sir. And let's see, next we'll hear from a nice group that he put together with another trombonist, Kay Winding. And this features it's a 1960 recording, actually, from my vinyl collection. Bill Evans on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, Roy Haynes on drums, Kay Winding on trombone, and of course, the great J.J. Johnson, Blue Monk.
Thank you.
Just Too Marvelous for Words, great J.J. Johnson. That's a 1954 recording, and it featured a wonderful young piano player named Wynton Kelly. You're Too Marvelous for Words, a great J.J. Johnson. We're celebrating him tonight, and he was very special to so many, is still very special to so many of us, not just the trombone players, but the bass players and piano players. Everybody loves J.J. What he did for the trombone was just fascinating to me. He didn't have to play a lot of notes. He could just play the most beautiful ensemble pieces and lay back and let a lot of space lay in there. And I love what he does. Hope you're enjoying the show. This is a Cool Jazz Set. I'm your host, Paul Pierce. Thanks for tuning in. And we'll be here for another hour and a half. And hope you will enjoy this tribute to the wonderful and legendary trombonist, J.J. Johnson. Here he is from a 1998 recording, live at the Village Vanguard. With a nice sextet to feature Ralph Moore on tenor sax, Daniel Cowell on piano, Rufus Reed, the great bassist, Victor Lewis on drums. And this is a nice tune, a kind of a jazz standard, Mysterioso. Thank you. One and only, great J.J. Johnson, live 1998, live at the Village Vanguard, Misterioso, and nicely done. Let's see, up next I'm going to play something for a very special person, very special. This is for Carolyn Johnson, J.J.'s wife, and she's in Indianapolis, and I think she may be listening because I know I have told her we were going to do the special about J.J., and she was excited about that, so... This is from an album entitled Heroes that J.J. Johnson did with one of his last working groups before he retired. And this features Don Sickler on flugelhorn, Dan Falk on saxophones, and Rennie Rosnes on piano, Rufus Reed, of course, on bass, and Victor Lewis on drums. And this is entitled Carolyn in the Morning.
Thank you. Want to know which teacher your kids are most likely to choose as a role model this year in school? Hi, this is Gordon Goodwin, leader of the Big Fat Band. The answer is, it's the person who teaches them about music. Not sports, not English or history, music. Surprised? You shouldn't be. Music teachers have always played an important role in the lives of their students. They help our kids tap into their natural creativity. They teach them about cooperation and self-discipline. It's a bonus that when kids have learned about scales and clefs, they find math and English concepts easier to grasp. That's because of how music education expands a young person's spatial IQ. Reading poetry or solving an equation is easier if kids know their sharps and flats. It's a fact! So help your kids get to know the music teacher at their school. Get them involved in music this year.
A PSA brought to you by MENC, the National Association for Music Education, and the National Anthem Project, the campaign to restore America's voice through music education. Music, part of a sound education.
And thanks, Gordon. Music education taking place right here at the wonderful University of Richmond. If you've just tuned in, this is the Cool Jazz Set, and we're broadcasting live from the beautiful studios of WDCE at 90.1 FM. Stream on the web at WDCE.org. Our show is recorded and will be available for you tomorrow at CoolJazzSet.com. Just go there and click on radio shows, and you will see both of tonight's one-hour segments. And tonight's a special edition of the Cool Jazz Set. We're celebrating the artistry of a legendary trombonist, the wonderful J.J. Johnson. We just heard a nice recording that he did just a few years ago entitled My Old Flame. And let's see, that was done in 1958, just a few years ago. And that featured J.J., of course, on trombone, Tommy Flanagan, the pianist, Wilbur Little, the bassist, and Albert Heath on drums. Up next, a nice quintet, 1992. This is J.J. with Rob Schneiderman on piano, Ted Dunbar on guitar, Rufus Reed the bassist, Akira Tana on drums, and this is George Gershwin's But Not For Me. Thank you.
Thank you.